Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And today we're going to talk about something that, when it was first brought up to me, I thought sounded a little crazy. We're going to talk about using AI to build your brand. Now, I think AI is typically a little generic when it comes to creating content, but my guest, Laura Templeton, does not think so. She's an author, she's an international speaker. Her first book, 30 Second Success, Ditch the Pitch and Start Connecting, was the topic of one of our earlier episodes, and she's back now with a new book, Standing in Your Brand, Harness the Power of AI for Brand Success, Efficiency, and Client Attraction. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's great to be here with you, Lorraine.
It's so nice to have you back. Tell me about this idea of using ChatGPT and AI to build your brand. How do you get something that is collecting content from everyone to create unique content for you?
That's one of the best questions you could ask me, because I love teaching people how to create their custom instructions in ChatGPT. A little known fact, a lot of people don't realize around ChatGPT, and this is something people can check out on my YouTube channel at 30 Second Success, is there's something called custom instructions. And in the custom instructions, you can literally tell Chat who you are, who you serve, what's your tone of voice, how you like to write, who you like to write for. You can really give it a lot of detail and really educate ChatGPT on who you are, so it knows how to respond in a way that really highlights your voice, right? It speaks in your brand. Think about somebody who's a marketer, somebody who does marketing for a living or writes or is copywriting. They're asking you a ton of questions about who you are so they get your voice right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Same way with ChatGPT.
Okay, so I have been experimenting with ChatGPT, and I've learned to give it some good instructions, but I have to tell you that I'm struggling to find that word that really clarifies for ChatGPT what it's doing wrong. Because I tend to find the content that comes back, even if I say conversational tone, informative but not stuffy, it either comes back as a little bit too stiff or what I would call kind of bro-y. You know, it sounds like a frat boy wrote it. You know, when you say casual, you get a lot of, yo, hey man, dude. And I'm like, no. So are there tricks to, you know, directing it a little bit better?
It really is. It really does take a little bit of patience, mm-hmm. with ChatGPT, just like teaching a child, right? It has to get used to who you are. The more you use it, the more you ask it for content. One of the things you can ask it to give you some, you can ask it a prompt and give it a prompt and say, okay, write an article about X and make sure that it has a little bit of a concerned tone to it. And it might give you something back that's like really like outrageously concerned, right? It's like, okay, not as much concern as you put in this. Now write it again. Mm-hmm. You can always go back and ask it to redo it, mm-hmm. right? Don't be afraid to ask. It's like, that wasn't quite what I was looking at. Yeah, and you can talk to it like it's a person. That wasn't quite what I was looking for. You put a little too much concern in this one. Let's try it again. And you'll be amazed at what you get the second time. It's like, you've almost got to say, you can really tell it. Yeah, you didn't quite get it right the first time.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about creating content that is specifically to build your brand, what kind of things should I be relying or turning to ChatGPT to develop for me?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different things that you can utilize ChatGPT to create for you, especially as a small business owner, a course creator, somebody who's a coach and really likes to create lead magnets. There are so many different things that you can create with ChatGPT's help. And that's what I love teaching people when I, you know, when in my courses, in the workshops that I do, in my book. My brand new book's coming my brand new book's out, and it really goes through a whole list of all the different things that you can create, but specifically to your brand. Think about your 30-second message, right? Your consistency in all the content that you're putting out, updating your website content, updating your profile for social media, creating blogs, creating social media posts that all have a consistent voice to them, a consistent message that really speak to your ideal client. And that's what's nice about being able to educate chat on your, with using custom instructions on who your ideal client is, so that everything that you write really speaks to that person.
Awesome.
And it start, you start to attract more of them to you by doing that.
Are there things that I should avoid, traps that I can fall into that actually will lead me down a path that is not building my brand?
I think it's just being inconsistent in what you're putting out there. Sometimes, you know, just like anything else, when you're creating, like if you have a lot of blog posts or a lot of social media posts that are talking about one specific service or product that you offer, and all of a sudden you interject something new, you have to make sure that it still fits with your brand. So you're still in control. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that what you're asking chat really still fits with your brand. So make sure that you review everything that it's giving you. Take the time to edit it. Don't just cut and paste, right? That's the biggest thing that I have found with a lot of people. They will just take whatever is written for them and they'll cut and paste it, and it doesn't quite sound like them, or there's some errors in it that need to be fixed, or there's something missing. Mm-hmm. There may be some crucial piece that you really wanted it to include that is now missing, and you missed the mark. So don't just take chat. Don't just take the content that it's giving you and take it verbatim. Make it your own. It's kind of like that 80-20 rule. It's giving you 80% of good stuff. You've got to put the polish on it. You've got to put the next, you've got to take the 20 and put that in there to make it your own and to really make it stand out and connect with who you are.
That is such great advice. So if I'm starting to experiment more with ChatGPT and I'm asking it maybe to rewrite my homepage copy or write something specifically for my website, are there any concerns that even though it's writing it for me and my voice, that because it's pulling from the data of the web, that it's going to be less effective for from an SEO perspective? Because it's so similar to what's out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Because the biggest thing is just to remember that it is really still working at speaking in your voice, and it understands you can actually put into those custom instructions the keywords that you like to use. It understands who you are. It understands the type of work that you do. So it understands what your keywords are. It's very intuitive when it comes to SEO. It actually will help with your SEO because it does start to include the things for certain. It knows that there are certain words that you need to be using as someone who, or someone like, so I'm a brand communications consultant. It knows that there are certain words that need to be in my content that will help drive SEO. So it actually is intuitive that way because it is using the internet as a base. Now remember, ChatGPT, mostly if you're on the free version, which is the 3.5 version, 3.5, it is based on information that has been put into the system up until April of 2023. So it is a database-driven platform. Now, Chat 4 actually accesses Microsoft Bing. So ChatGPT or 3.5 is still a closed loop on the information that has been vetted and put in, whereas Chat 4 is actually open loop. It does bring in some from the internet.
Fantastic.
As of today. That could change tomorrow. You know, that could change tomorrow. So,
you know, that is the world of digital marketing. Laura, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
I am so glad to be here, Lorraine. It's been lovely hanging out with you again here on More Than a Few Words.
Thank you. And I'm going to encourage everybody, if you guys are interested in what we've talked about today, check out Laura's new book, And if you're also just intrigued on some of the other things that we've talked about, be sure to check out the link to our original conversation. Laura, thank you again. I really enjoyed having you.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here with you.
If you've enjoyed this conversation and would like to find other resources for your business, listen to another episode. They're short. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of